on this day, 17th November 1970. Two gunned down in Belfast. The two Belfast men gunned down at West Rock Drive, Ballymurphy, yesterday were not assassinated by the IRA. The IRA Publicity Bureau in Dublin said last night that the men, Arthur McKenna and Alexander McVicar, both 35, were not Republicans, and the movement was in no way associated with the shootings. Both men died on their way to hospital after being shot, one through the head and the other in the back, while pushing a van that had broken down. An eyewitness to the daylight horror, 10-year-old John Harley, said, "I was in West Rock Drive when a man wearing a white coat and a black hat pushed me over the railings and drew a gun from his pocket. He began shooting, and when he stopped, he jumped into a blue minivan. McKenna of Whitecliff Crescent was the father of five, while McVicar of Mona Road had four children. According to the police, McKenna had been beaten up by a gang of men at a club on the Falls Road on Saturday night. McKenna's wife, Mary, 33, the mother of three boys and two girls, said that her husband was never involved with any political or extremist organization. No one came to tell me that my husband had been murdered, she said. I was told about 2 hours afterwards by a relative. My husband was a man of few words. He was very kind and helpful to everyone in the area. He was a member of the Ballymurphy Peace Committee. Eamon Phoenix, editor's note, this unprecedented gangster-style double murder not only shocked West Belfast, but was a foretaste of events to come. According to a Ballymurphy community worker, Kieran DeBar-Royd, in his memoir, both men were well-known petty criminals. The RUC ascribed the murders to the emerging provisional IRA. Violence Harms Minority Cause, CCDC. The Central Citizens Defence Committee, CCDC, has published the following advertisement in the Irish News. For the past 2 years, history has been made before our eyes. In any, there is a determined demand for justice and democracy, a vigorous effort to secure for the minority a proper democratic voice in shaping the future. Street violence is a recurring problem. Violence is out. Why? Because violence is totally unproductive and is morally unjustifiable. Because violence harms the minority cause, a number of groups are contributing to this situation. Some call themselves Republicans, but the vast majority repudiate their extreme tactics. Eamon Phoenix, editor's note, a spontaneous reaction to the chaos of August 1969, the moderate CCDC, led by businessman Tom Connaughty and Falls Road priest Father Paul Rigg Murphy, found itself marginalized by the violent men and quickly faded into history.